It's Friday, and it's time to go to the movies. Paul Preston at themovieguys.net joins us now, and we usually have fun with you, Paul, but today we're going to start with a documentary that is in no way fun at all.
The last couple of days, we had heard that Tyler had his head shoved into a wall locker. He said he's a geek. Some kids had told him that he's worthless, to go hang himself. And I think he got to the point where enough was enough.
Tonight, a tragic situation.
A Perkins boy, just 11 years old, believed to have been desperate enough to take his own life.
It's bullying. All right, Paul, tell us about this.
This is a good film. And something interesting I noticed when I was watching it, or something I thought of, you know, the film industry may be guilty of too many remakes, reboots, and sequels, but we'll always be better than TV because we don't inflict anything quite like reality TV on its viewers. And so Bully, then, thankfully, the subject has gotten the documentary treatment. It's about the growing problem of bullying in high schools, and it could have been handled poorly, I think, by MTV or some bonehead cable network, but in the hands of this skilled documentary crew, the end result's pretty effective. It follows those who've been on the receiving end of bullying, a kid who's given the unfortunate name Fishface at school, a teenage lesbian, and a girl who's had enough and brings a gun to school. Although the gun's never fired, she ends up in a juvenile prison. Perhaps most emotional are the stories of two families trying to go on after their sons commit suicide in the wake of bullying. So, serious stuff here. And the filmmakers get impressive access. They even end up at one of the funerals of one of the boys, and the subjects speak very openly. So there's no doubt about the wounds and hurt caused by bullying. The dialogue is shocking because it's not just teasing these kids are getting at school. They're not just being harmlessly picked on. Kids are saying things like, I think you're annoying, so I'm going to bring a knife to school the next day and cut your head off. Stuff like that. So I know we talked here a while back about the ratings issue with this movie, whether it's going to be PG-13 or R, and there's some harsh language in it, but it deserved to be seen by kids, I thought. But now after seeing it, I recommend that all the parents go and see this movie because it's eye-opening as to what's going on in school while you're at work. And I think parents would be surprised to see not only what's going on with the kids, but what the teachers and principals are doing as well. The faculty reactions make for some of the best moments in this film, too. Some of the best moments in that they will make you nuts. But either way, pretty fascinating documentary all around.
Paul, in the limited time that we have, some parents may wonder how young can the children be to go to this?
Well, it's given the PG-13, so I would recommend 13 with adult supervision. But if you want to go down to 11 or 12 with adult supervision, yeah, that's probably safe. I mean, the overall trick of Bully that I think they pulled off well is that it makes you like the victims of bullying, which is probably what it set out to do, so mission accomplished. I mean, these kids have great attitudes, great senses of humor, and they're overall easy to like. And it's something hard to believe that the bullies themselves never saw.
All right, Paul. Well, we thank you so much for reviewing this movie for us. Very important film. And I think you're right. 11, 12 is probably important to see with parents because one of the suicide victims in this film that is profiled is 11.
Absolutely.
Paul Preston at themovieguys.net. Thanks so much for joining us, Paul. And this is a very important topic. And parents, watch this with your kids and talk about it with your kids, whether your kid is being bullied or may perhaps be a bully.